We're going to start with Daya, and I don't want anybody to be startled. It starts out intense with some pretty high volume. So just be forewarned, didn't want anybody to spill their coffee on the way to work or anything. We're going to play the Daya one, and it's going to start out pretty intense. So here we go.
Oh, fire! Oh my goodness! What's the procedure? What do we do, people? The smoke could be coming through an air duct!
Oh my god! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
What's the procedure?
Everybody stay calm! Everybody calm down!
There's just no voice generator that can come anywhere close to that level of emotion that we had in that Daya example.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight with an episode about one of our favorite topics on the AI Marketing Navigator, something we talk about so often and something that some of our most valuable and most fun episodes have covered, and that is AI voice. There is big news in the AI voice space in the last week or so with the emergence of a completely dark horse text-to-speech startup, Daya, by Nari Labs. And Daya was launched by two relatively inexperienced developers, and early indications are that it's rivaling, if not surpassing, and I can say from the testing that we did tonight, I think it is surpassing the biggest players in the voice space, even one of our absolute favorites, and that is 11 Labs. So when I heard this and when I heard that it could be contending, and now that I know that it is contending, you know that we absolutely had to check it out. So we will be looking at the demo site that Nari Labs has made available to test out and experience the model. But before we do that, you know the drill. Let's talk a little bit about the background, some of the features that are making this small but very mighty text-to-speech model so impressive. First, a little bit of the founding story, because it's so interesting. Nari Labs was founded by two individuals, and this is a true AI marketing navigator type of story in that it started as an AI passion project that was inspired by the capabilities of Notebook LM, and then was somewhat driven by the limitations of the existing technologies like Notebook LM and like 11 Labs. Again, this story is pretty wild. There was literally no external funding for the team, and the project was built, as I understand it, entirely open sourced using TPU processing power that was made available by Google, as well as community resources and a grant program from Hugging Face called Zero GPU. So really just an amazing launch story. Now, if you have heard any of our other episodes where we talk about AI voice or we've demoed some of the AI voice tools that are out there, the goal with these tools is pretty obvious, pretty straightforward. It's to, as closely and accurately as possible, mimic human conversation. Of course, Daya certainly does that, but as it's bearing out, it's not just pronouncing words correctly and being able to read a script that makes these tools so effective. It's the small, subtle sounds, the small intonation and rhythms that really make all the difference. And we will see that in this demo tonight at the end of our episode. Daya absolutely excels in that area. They claim, and I think that there's some accuracy to it, that it's one of the primary differentiators that sets them apart from 11 Labs or other text-to-speech solutions from Google or OpenAI, for instance. Specifically with one really amazing feature, and that is the ability to insert nonverbal sounds like coughs or throat clears, laughs, all via text tags, which, as you'll see, is pretty remarkable. Daya processes and outputs these tags with remarkable accuracy, where some of the competitors do things like mostly read them as straight text, or in some cases skip them altogether. So, again, we'll be able to compare those in just a little bit and give you an example. Now, essentially how Daya works, like many of the other text-to-speech or voice tools model that we have demoed or talked about, is given a text script or even audio input, it is going to synthesize or create audio output. Where Daya is absolutely still not really competing with the 11 Labs or the bigger players in the game is on the availability and accessibility of the tool. Now, it's being hosted on GitHub and Hugging Face, and you can demo it on the demo site, which is what we're going to be doing tonight. So you can test it, you can use it if you're a developer and you want to incorporate it into your tools, it's available for that as well. But it's much harder and much more technical to get at with any deep testing capability than an 11 Labs, for instance. It's also not nearly as feature rich. Basically, on top of the the audio input sampling, and the text-to-speech training. The only additional control that there appears to be in DAIA is some script control, in which you can use speaker tags and speaker labels to delineate between multiple speakers, as well as, again, inserting directly those non-verbal tags. As far as these super technical specifications, check out all the links in the show notes for all of those details, like the hardware that it was used to, train it, the frameworks that it was built with. We will note the parameter size. In this case, it was 1.6 billion. So pretty impressive parameter size considering the bootstrap nature of the training. And you definitely have to wonder what serious funding and serious processing power behind the model would produce as far as results. Now, like I mentioned, 11labs is still, I think, going to come out pretty far ahead on that accessibility and availability and user experience right now. In addition to the site link, or excuse me, the demo site link that we're going to use tonight, you can also find a space on Hugging Face, which is essentially just a little playground within the Hugging Face instance that you should be able to test this as well. One last thing before we get into those comparisons in this demo site, let's just very quickly go over all of the use cases, marketing and content creation wise or sales wise, that we have talked about when it comes to these voice models and the things that it can enable as far as marketing automation. A huge one, obviously, being content creation, and specifically when it comes to audio, podcasts, otherwise all sorts of voice and any sort of customer-facing agent that you might be using in your marketing or in your sales department, which are going to be exploding in the next year and going onward, as we know. Any of those agents are going to be powered by models like these. That's not to mention the non-marketing creative use cases like video games and storytelling and movie and television show dubbing. So just absolutely a huge part of AI content creation when we're talking about these voice models and text-to-speech. Okay, let's go ahead and check out this demo site from Nari Labs, from DAIA, and look into some of these examples. So this first example here is pretty basic, and I will just play each of them in order for you. If you're watching along on video here, you can see that the order is going to be DAIA, followed by 11labs, and then Sesame. So for a first impression, let's just go ahead and dive right in and play these for you guys right now.
DAIA is an open weights text-to-dialogue model.
You get full control over scripts and voices.
Wow, amazing.
Try it now on GitHub or Hugging Face.
Okay, so there was DAIA's. Here's 11labs.
DAIA is an open weights text-to-dialogue model.
You get full control over scripts and voices.
Wow, amazing. Haha.
Try it now on GitHub or Hugging Face.
And then Sesame.
DAIA is an open weights text to dialogue model.
You get full control over scripts and voices.
Wow, amazing. Haha.
Try it now on GitHub or Hugging Face.
Okay, so there you have it. First impressions for me. I was absolutely impressed with DAIA. In this first example, it was definitely comparable to 11labs, if not, again, superior. I think 11labs did have a pretty good showing here in this one. And the Sesame one is a bit strange and certainly wasn't up to par with the example that we had in our Sesame episode where we talked specifically about that model. But there's a reason for that, as we'll get into here in a second. But the most important thing to note was that laugh in the middle and how each of these models handled it. I think it was pretty clear that DAIA was far and away the most natural. Obviously, it's the only one that didn't simply read ha-ha. It actually laughed in a natural way. So honestly, just super impressive from DAIA with just this initial comparison. And it's only going to get more impressive from here, as you guys will see. So let's move on to this next one. This is going to be in the same order with DAIA followed by 11labs. But then they're going to include an enhanced version of the Sesame voice. As I mentioned a second ago, they note here on the site, if you're watching along on video, they mentioned that the Sesame CSM 1 billion parameter model, which is, I believe, the most widely available through API and implementation means, is actually significantly worse, as they put it, quote unquote, compared to the model that they used to train, or it appears that they used to train on the website example that they give, which, again, is the reason I think we had such a mind-blowing experience with Sesame when we first tested it on the show. We were probably using the website model, which was likely used or created using an 8 billion parameter training model, according to DAIA here. So anyway, let's go ahead and play these examples. Again, you'll notice a significantly improved version from Sesame in this case.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What about you?
I'm great. So happy to be speaking to you.
Me too. This is some cool stuff, huh?
Yeah. I have been reading more about speech generation.
Yeah.
And it really seems like context is important.
Definitely.
Okay, so there's Dias. Here's 11 Labs.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What about you?
I'm great. So happy to be speaking to you.
Me too. This is some cool stuff. Huh?
Yeah, I have been reading more about speech generation.
Yeah.
And it really seems like context is important.
Definitely.
Okay, and then now this is the Sesame website example.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. What about you?
I'm great. So happy to be speaking to you.
Me too. This is some cool stuff, huh?
Yeah. I've been reading more about speech generation.
Yeah.
And it really seems like context is important.
Definitely.
And then finally, the Sesame 1 billion parameter model. And again, I think you'll notice the distinct difference here. And I'm not even going to play the whole thing. It's too long. And you'll get the message.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. What about you?
I'm great. Happy to be speaking to you.
Me too. This is some cool stuff. Huh?
Yeah. I have been reading more about speech generation.
Okay. So as you can see, I think they've ranked them appropriately in order of performance, but that puts Daya at the top. So I still really couldn't believe how well Daya was performing in comparison, especially to 11 Labs. You can definitely hear the quality comparison to something like Notebook LM with those voices. You can see how it inspired the creation of Daya for sure. And I think the gap here over 11 Labs gets a little wider as well. One thing that I noticed is that the additional three examples, the 11 Labs example, the Sesame website, and the Sesame 1 billion parameter, all had some pretty unnatural pauses and pacing. And also, like I said, 100% when we originally covered Sesame on that Sesame episode, the examples that we were accessing had to have been generated using that 8 billion parameter model because the quality of those was significantly higher than what we were just hearing from the 1 billion parameter example. Okay, moving on to the quote-unquote fun examples, and I won't spoil it for anybody who's not watching along on video and may have read the transcript or script here, but I will say this is the first time I've had to do any censoring or editing to avoid any sort of explicit rating or future demonetization here on the AI Marketing Navigator, just to give you a little hint at the direction that these next scripts go here. But I do have to say, having listened ahead to these demos and comparing them, this one definitely is extra fun, as they claim here on the page as well. Okay, let's go ahead and play these fun examples. We're going to start with Daya, and I don't want anybody to be startled. It starts out intense with some pretty high volume. So just be forewarned, didn't want anybody to spill their coffee on the way to work or anything. If they're happening to listen. So here we go. We're going to play the Daya one, and it's going to start out pretty intense. So here we go.
Oh, fire! Oh, my goodness! What's the procedure? What do we do, people? The smoke could be coming through an air duct!
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
What's the procedure?
Everybody stay calm! Everybody calm down!
No! No! If you touch the handle, if it's hot, there might be a fire down the hallway!
Okay, so there is Daya's emotional input script, as they also put it here. Let's listen to 11 Labs.
Oh, fire! Oh my goodness! What's the procedure? What do we do, people? The smoke could be coming through an air duct.
Oh my god. Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure?
Everybody stay calm. Everybody calm down.
No! No! If you touch the handle, if it's hot, there might be a fire down the hallway.
Okay, there's 11 Labs, and now Sesame.
Oh, fire. Oh, my goodness. What's the procedure? What do we do, people? No. The smoke could be coming through an air. And no, well.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure?
Everybody stay calm. Ben. Ben.
Okay, we're going to cut it off there. The Sesame one very quickly devolves, as you can see. But first things first, lots to unpack there. But the gap between Daya and 11 Labs gets even wider here on this one. I think you can hear there's just no voice generator that I've used or that we've come across here on the show that can come anywhere close to that level of emotion that we had in that Daya example. You might be able to maybe push 11 Labs there using the actor mode that we covered recently, where you can kind of use your own intonation and tone to guide the AI voice. But I would be surprised if you could push it to that level of intensity, because that was Truly impressive and very, very entertaining and fun, as they put it. And honestly, what I'm starting to kind of see here in the first pass-through on this demo site is the capabilities of Notebook LM, the quality of Notebook LM with the potential flexibility and customization of like an 11 Labs, which is a super powerful, super dangerous combination for the AI voice space. This next one I think is also super important, and it's a great example because it's the non-verbal example that they give. And specifically, it stands alone on this page because it's the only one that has just one example, and it's from Daya using these non-verbal tags. And they state here, if you're watching along on the video, you can see, it says, other models are unable to read these non-verbal tags. So let's go ahead and give this a listen. And keep in mind, anybody not watching the video or and just listening, anything non-verbal that you hear, like a throat clear, for instance, or a sniffle or a cough, something like that, it's literally just a parentheses tag with parentheses cough or parentheses sniff or parentheses clear throat that is generating that output. So keep that in mind as we play this here.
Hey there. Why did you just cough? Why did you just sniff?
Why did you just clear your throat?
Why did you just laugh?
Nicely done.
Okay, so seems like small, subtle things, but it really does so, so much to bring the natural language sound and feeling to a conversation. I'm really curious what other tags maybe you could use for the model that would be able to create sounds as well. I don't know, maybe it's because I am still a child, but the one that just popped into my head is barf. Could you do a barf sound? For some reason, I feel like you could, and I definitely want to try it. So someone who has more time than me out there, see if you can tap into this Daya model and we can do a test where we can type up a barf verbal tag. This next one, I'm not even going to give it an intro. Let's just jump right into it. For any listeners out there, maybe in my generation, prepare for a little blast from the past here.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti.
He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready.
To drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting.
What he wrote down, the whole crowd goes so loud.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out.
He's choking, Hal. Everybody's joking now.
Okay, so not quite the same nostalgic effect without the iconic beat and the melody and so forth, but I could not include it in our demo here. Now, in the interest of time, I won't play the other demos in this one. 11 Labs is actually really close in this one. The gap between the two is not nearly as clear when it's just doing some pretty basic script reading. But again, when it comes to really pushing the emotional tone and specifically the non-verbal audio tags, I absolutely have to go with Daya being the clear winner. And that is basically literally what they say in the next and final script for this final prompt. And this is also a really interesting one. This is one that they have built off of an initial input audio prompt. So an input sample that is 3 seconds long. It looks to be basically a generation of a script, just like the previous generations that we have listened to. Except what they have done now is they have extended that audio input, that 3 second clip, with additional copy and additional script content. Now, it does say here, there's a little note, it says you need to prepend scripts corresponding to the audio prompt in the input to get high quality output. The note continues to say, we are considering adding a text-to-speech model to automate the transcription process for easier usage. So it sounds like to get the higher quality output, you actually need to add additional transcription prior to that section that corresponds to your audio input, if I'm understanding that correctly. Anyway, you can extend audio sample inputs using additional script. That's what this example appears to be illustrating. First, here is the input audio prompt.
Open Waits text to dialogue model. You get full control over scripts and voices.
And then here is the extended version, the continuation of that prompt.
I'm biased, but I think we clearly won.
Hard to disagree.
Thanks for listening to this demo.
Try it now on GitHub and Hugging Face.
If you liked our model, please give us a star and share to your friends.
This was Nari Labs.
Okay, so I think I forgot to kind of specify, but the use case here would be to take an audio sample that you like or voices that you want to extend or continue using in additional scripts, and you can use voices or use these, whether they're generated or otherwise, by the looks of it, to then train or prompt or write longer audio outputs. But beyond that, until, you know, Daya becomes much more user accessible and much more feature rich, I don't think it's going to be able to quite topple an 11 Labs, for instance, maybe even a giant text-to-speech model like OpenAI, but it's only a matter of time before that does happen, whether it's a product of Nari Labs or maybe it's a product of a different developer. Maybe it's 11 Labs actually incorporating Daya into their platform. Who knows how exactly that's going to all shake out. But what this does mean is a significant step forward in AI voice in text-to-speech and for us as AI marketing navigators who are creating audio content with AI, and that is amazing news. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.